This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Fantasy books, games, and movies can take you to another reality. Think about Dungeons & Dragons or Lord of the Rings, for example. But what if you could enter those alternate fantasy worlds in real life? Some try. It's something called LARPing, or live-action role-playing, and it blurs the lines between reality and fantasy. There's a LARP group right here in the Traverse City area. They fight evil, save the king, and come out victorious, all within 48 hours. Arts reporter Lisa Feierstein went to their event and has this story.
Matthew Byers is dressed up like a gypsy, and he'll be wearing that costume the whole weekend. He wears tie-dyed harem pants with floral designs and a shirt with pastel hues of pink, blue, and green. He also keeps a satchel at his side to store his magic bells and potions.
I do accents, I do different things like that. I'm pretty good with a good English, quasi-English.
It already sounded like you had an accent.
I was getting into character.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time I talk with a Slovak accent. My main character that I play, his name's Maxwell.
There's about 20 to 30 or so people gathered at the Girl Scout camp near Traverse City, and they're acting out scenes in a medieval fantasy story. It's completely unscripted, but the ending is predetermined so that the players have some kind of common goal. The game begins, and a spirit sends Maxwell on a quest to avenge evil.
You must make this right.
How?
I give you 24 hours.
I got a day to do what?
To make it right.
Make what right? I don't even know what I did.
This is what the players call a hook. It gets the game started and lures all the characters into the adventure.
Get out!
Out in the woods, Maxwell is trying to rescue a dying heart stuck in a tree.
Ha ha!
So sticky. Rotted flesh.
But the heart is really a dog toy that lights up and flashes different colors. While Maxwell saves the heart, a battle breaks out around him and a few goblins die on the forest ground.
So you just died?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Thank you, NPCs. Thank you, NPCs. That was wonderful.
This kind of battle scenario is what the players call a mod. It's kind of like a challenge that advances the plot further. Back in reality, Matthew Byers explains that the players thank the bad guys for being bad.
We consider it good form that if you enjoyed them portraying the bad guys for you, you kind of thank them, kind of gives them a little bit of a...
Even if you hated them as bad guys because they were really good at it.
LARPing is a combination of theater, improv, and a game. Many of the players say that it's like a vacation from the real world. But there are conflicts here, too.
I'm not going to force anybody to give up a spirit.
It's just about midnight, and Maxwell has been sent to the tavern to collect spirits. But then an argument breaks out.
It may not be only willing, but we're not going to force people to give up parts of their spirit. Things like that have happened before, and we are not going that route.
No.
I will put you into the ground if you try.
That's Evan Primo. His character is named Valnaeus. He's an elf. And he doesn't want Maxwell collecting other people's spirits. But then, out of nowhere, a pale-faced goblin stabs Valnaeus with a sword. And Evan is not too happy about it. But it's hard to tell if he's in character or not.
Okay. You realize there are rules here. You can't just go around waylaying other adventurers. That's not something that we do here.
Evan is angry because in the game, he has a magical armor that prevents him from being hit. But he says the goblin broke the rules.
Oh. Out of game, you did not get waylaid.
As an onlooker, it's hard to tell what's real and what's fiction. Live-action role-playing is just a game. But Matthew says what happens in the game is a lot like real life.
There's always points of tension. Differing opinions over how we should handle a situation might cause an argument or even bring characters to blows with their weapons, like in real life.
And Matthew says that's why he LARPs. He says you can play a video game, but there's nothing like interacting with real people. For The Green Room, I'm Lisa Feierstein.
And this is The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio.
Don't be fooled by
by my attitude, it comes off. As long as everybody knows I'm the boss.
That's music from singer Rachel B. Rachel studied voice at Interlochen Arts Academy when she was a teenager, and she returns to Northern Michigan to perform Monday night as part of the Sleeping Bear Dunes Find Your Park concert series. The free show starts at 8 Monday evening at the Platte River Campground Amphitheater. I'm the boss, I'm the boss, that's right, I said it, I'm the boss. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette and David Castleman helped edit the show this week. I'm Dan Wanchura. Have a great weekend. But I won't fault my ace is high. I say it now, you're turning shy. That's what I like. I've been told that I'm too bold. Sounds about right. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Yeah, I'm the boss. Don't you forget it. I'm the boss. You know I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Moves they don't teach, so you better behave. I'm the sugar they fix, I'm the stain on your lips. Go on, take another sip, don't you wanna play? I'm the rule to your game, I'm the one you can't tame. I'm the rain to your flame, I'ma put you in your place. I'm the boss, I'm the boss, I'm the boss. Boy, don't you get it. Boss.